Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. No Luke today. We'll have Luke tomorrow. He's got a well-deserved day off. I hope he's not listening, and if you are, stop. Turn around. I do miss you, but don't listen to me. Everybody else, listen to me. Give me a call, 844-967-2789. I see you on the phone lines lining up. Please don't go anywhere. I just want to get a couple of headlines out that are somewhat related. Brian Stile has been asked to be uninvited from an MLK event today, but Gateway said no. The NAACP has asked Gateway Technical College to uninvite Rep. Brian Stile from today's MLK celebration after, and I just keep saying MLK because I don't want to keep saying Martin Luther King Jr. over and over and over again. I will stumble over it and make it sound worse. So I'm just going to go with MLK. It is no disrespect for the man. Stile voted against the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, and that's why the NAACP said, why are you having this person speak at MLK Day? That's probably a thing you might want to do it, but also no Republicans voted for it at all. And Brian Stile cited that he really just doesn't like the voter ID thing. He really wants voter ID, and that gets rid of voter ID, so meh. So he's getting mad. Okay, great. And also related to the voting situation, Gableman has asked for, he has subpoenaed voting machine companies in 2020 review. He has subpoenaed Dominion. And Dominion voting systems was not used in any of the major metropolitan areas, the ones that he is contesting. So the self-voting by Republicans, I wonder why we think that our voting rights are under attack. People voting against the Voting Rights Act and not really saying anything besides, I don't like the voter ID. Well, are you making it easier to get an ID? Are you making it easier to vote? Or are you just saying I'm against it because that's what we're doing? Either way, that's what's going on in the world. And the last thing I want to bring up here, going right back to Reggie Jackson's piece, because it's very important. In the Milwaukee Independent, Reggie Jackson has a piece. I think you should definitely go down and check it out. I want to read this here for you. Dr. King was born on January 15th in 1929. To Michael King Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia, a city which saw one of the bloodiest anti-black race riots in the nation's history just 23 years before his birth. The city which calls itself the city too busy to hate was certainly not that when Dr. King was born. When his father traveled to Germany in 1934, he became enchanted with the Protestant leader Martin Luther and changed his and his son's name to reflect his reverence for the late reformer. Dr. King grew up in a well-off community of blacks who lived a solidly middle and upper-class existence. He never knew poverty as a child, even during the Great Depression. I think that's something a lot of people overlook. The fact that if you just thought of Martin Luther King and automatically assumed that he grew up poor, that says more about you than it does about him. But again, also important why we should teach all the aspects of this, because there's more than just the black aspect to the guy. There's classism. There's anti-violence. There's anti-war. Don't forget, it's during the Vietnam War. He's talking about the United States as the biggest perpetrator of violence in the world. Let's go to some callers here. Bill in Conemaugh, how you doing, man?
Hey, great. Great topic today. And by the way, for MLK Day, I think my thoughts are let's show some respect to each other. Let's move forward by showing respect. If we show respect, we show leadership. But if we show leadership and we come up with, I call the crazies and all their nonsense, we don't even kind of give them a platform to speak. They're insinuating that we're ignorant enough to believe what they're talking about. No, we're not. I listened to Trump's speech on Saturday. I could handle it for only about 3 minutes at a time. I had to switch to a football or something else. It came back.
He's a touch ham-handed.
Pardon?
I said he's a touch ham-handed.
Oh, he was out of, I mean, the wheels came off the bus in less than 30 seconds.
Of course.
And the point is, we can't give people like that an audience. They said it was a good crowd, but I didn't get a number. You know, a good crowd, is that 12? Is that 100? Is that 10,000? What?
Well, these days it's in the hundreds, man.
Right, right. And the point, my point is, if we as a people, as a culture, show leadership, show respect for each other, and those who show respect for no one, We don't even give them a platform to speak. Don't even address them because they're going to insult everybody's intelligence, especially their own. And they believe that we're going to listen to them. No, I'm done. I can't listen to that anymore. That's nonsense. Any more than I would a two-year-old, you know? You know, that's fine. That's fine. That's cute. Mickey Mouse lives in that little house. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but,
you know, I just don't really accept it. But we give these people our respect, which they don't deserve.
I can understand you there, Bill. I can understand you there. I'm just more just trying to preserve time and also my own energy. So that's where I'm at with that. Let's go to Jake in Eugene, Oregon. How you doing, Jake? Welcome. Shout out to the leftist coast, man.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I just want to say happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to everyone out there. Just remember the folks that are for America, who are for democracy, who are for, what I think, you know, most people who are Christian would say Christianity is about, is taking care of each other, you know, treating your neighbor as thyself. You know, these are things that Jesus spoke about. Jesus didn't say anything about homosexuality or abortion.
That word wasn't even in the Bible.
Yeah, this is
it wasn't even a known entity as a word for until the 19th century.
Yeah, but the stuff that Jesus was concerned about, you know, taking care of the poor, for some reason, the Republican Party, who claimed to be the party of Christianity, in fact, are the party of anti-Christianity. And after all, Donald Trump, how much more of an antichrist could you come up with as a presidential candidate than Donald Trump? Republicans just, you know, they're going down big time. That's why they're so desperate. That's why they're so, you know, involved in election rigging and gerrymandering. You know, that might work temporarily in the House of Representatives, but it's not going to work in the Senate. You can't gerrymander a Senate seat. The entire state gets to vote on that.
Eventually, so someone's going to ask them, okay, you're in power. What are you going to do with it? And thank you, Jake, for the call. I really appreciate it, man. Yeah, someone's going to have to call them on their number. Call their number. What are you going to do? What's your plan? Okay, you don't like voter ID. What's your plan to make sure that everybody gets to vote? What's your plan to make sure that everybody gets to vote safe and fair and legally? I want the same thing. But then you go and complain about a problem and then do nothing to fix it. That doesn't really help at all. You complain about regulation in business, but all you want to do is overregulate people who vote. Okay, that makes no sense. It's kind of, I don't know, juxtaposed. But I think what I'm trying to get at here is, the overall theme of the day, as it were. And sorry, guys, I can't get to your calls here. I got 1 minute left. We're going to go to the devil's advocates after this. Is that Dr. King was a person, a human being, who just got up and used the talents available to him and the platform that he had to go and try and affect change around, try and make a difference. And can you do that? What can you do? I'm not saying you have to go out and be an MLK, but how can you make your corner of the world a little better? How can you educate a little bit more? How can you be more like it? And also, shout out to Les Grobstein. How can you see Les Grobstein in yourself? Things to think about. We should be embracing the people that are outside, not necessarily shunning them, even though it's kind of our instinct. But again, let's not forget, this United States is the first time we've tried to do this ever, really. See you tomorrow, guys.